Welcome to Mormon Feminist History Primer. My name is Sarah Hanks, and I will be your host. Let's get into some Mormon feminist history. Hi there. My name is Sarah Hanks, and this little conversation that's happening right now is my attempt to introduce this project that I have in mind and explain it and hopefully pique your interest. As it said in the intro, this project is called the Mormon Feminist History Primer, and I just want to give you a little taste of what this project is, why I'm doing it, who I am, and what you can expect going forward. So this project literally occurred to me as I was trying to fall asleep one night, and it just would not leave my brain. Basically, this project is a way of helping people get more familiar with the history of Mormon feminism. There are a lot of Mormon feminists out there. It's a community that I've been a part of for going on 10 years now, and there's a lot to learn. There's a lot of history there, and as more and more young people, usually young women, join this movement or become interested in it, it can be kind of tough to know where it's been before. It can kind of feel like you're just trying to like keep your head above water and learn a lot of information about the generations of work that have been going on before you ever got there. So this project is kind of an attempt to help create a resource for people to turn to if they just want to take little bite-sized chunks of getting a better understanding of Mormon feminist history. Hopefully it will be a way to help people feel more connected to the generations that came before them and to understand the legacy of our ancestors and also appreciate the insights and the experiences of Mormon women who have done this work in the past and who are still doing it today. When I say that this is a Mormon feminist history primer, I want to take a quick look at each of those parts. When I say that this is the Mormon component is important here, I just feel like anything that has a connection to Mormonism is fair game, whether it's written by a Mormon author, written for a Mormon audience, written about Mormons. Anything that connects a piece of literature to Mormonism will be something that is welcome on this show, as long as it also connects to the next part, which is feminist. A piece of writing doesn't have to be explicitly feminist or have like a feminist argument or viewpoint to it in order to be relevant to the show. But as long as there is some commentary on gender mixed in with whatever else is going on in the piece of writing, then I think it's relevant to a conversation about Mormon feminism. And then as far as history goes, history, as far as I'm concerned, is anytime. It could be published in 2018, it could be published in 1890, it could be published in 1934, whatever. As long as a piece of writing is happening within the timeline of the human race, and more to the point, in the timeline of the Mormon religion, then it's relevant to our conversation. Basically, with every new episode, I will be taking a short piece of writing that's relevant to this topic and just reading it. It can be something that people listen to, you know, on their drive, when they go to the gym. I have a deep aversion to going to the gym, but I hear some people do it and that they listen to podcasts while they're there. Something to just have on in the background and to learn from. Why I want to do this project? Well, I am a Mormon feminist myself. Like I said, I've identified myself that way for about 10 years now. And I'm also the co-editor of a book that has recently come out. I'm recording this in May of 2018. And the book is called Where We Must Stand, 10 Years of Feminist Mormon Housewives. It's a book that looks at the first 10 years of a blog called Feminist Mormon Housewives. The 10 years goes from 2004 to 2014. And it's basically a short span of time within the Mormon feminist timeline. But there were some really, really important things that happened in that span of 10 years. And as somebody who watched it and lived it and participated in it, I felt like it was really important to have a lot of those highlights kind of compiled into one book where it could be more accessible and more more condensed than something that you might find on the internet, which can be very fleeting and can kind of get lost in the shuffle. So because I have that experience of creating this book, along with my co-editor, Nancy Ross, it's just brought home to me so much more than ever before how important it is to have access to these kinds of stories. I feel like it's so important that people are able to access their roots. And there are plenty of Mormon feminists who are invested and who care a lot about the movement and who want to, you know, contribute, who want to learn. And it can be kind of difficult to know where to start because there's so much material out there. And a lot of it is, you know, maybe like out of print, or it's just in some like old corner of the internet or something. And so it can be hard to find. And part of my desire with this project is to bring those sorts of resources out into the light a little bit, and just give people an easy way to say, hey, it's right here. You can listen to it. If you're not in the mood to listen, or if you want to learn more, here are some links, here are some books you can, you know, try to check out at your local library, whatever, and kind of give people a little bit of a nudge in the right direction. Based on all of that, I guess moving on from all of that, I just want to briefly tell you who I am. My name is Sarah Hanks, like I mentioned before. I'm 31 years old. I grew up Mormon in the St. George area in southwestern Utah. Mormonism has always been a really big part of my life. It's been a big part of my family. And so that goes all the way back to my childhood. But my feminism came a lot later when I transitioned into adulthood. But both became like very... they were pillars of my life, like things that I organized my worldview around, things that I really clung to as like part of figuring out who I was and what this world and what this life are all about. Beyond that, I'm a mom of two kids, a son and a daughter. They're both still really young. And I'm a stay-at-home mom these days, and also a freelance writer, editorial assistant. Like I mentioned before, I'm the co-editor of a book called Where We Must Stand, 10 Years of Feminist Mormon Housewives, which is available on Amazon. And not that this is particularly relevant, but just like a little piece of bonus info, I am a huge nerd for tarot and astrology and a bunch of kind of like the mystical... the mystical arts, I guess you could say, possibly inspired by Harry Potter in my childhood, who knows? But that's kind of where I'm coming from. So with all that behind us, I want to get really down to like the nitty gritty, what you can expect from this podcast going forward. And I did kind of allude to it earlier, but probably didn't explain it as clearly as I could. I'm recording this in my phone on the fly before I had to take my son to preschool, figuring it out as I go. But I want to make sure to set like a clear expectation for what's going on with this podcast so you can know if it's something that you're interested in. So basically, moving forward, you can expect regular short episodes. I'm shooting for like 15 minutes or less. And because they're so short and because there's not a ton of prep work that goes into each of the episodes, I'm hoping that this means that I might be able to publish like 2 a week. I don't know that for sure. I'm definitely, you know, it's going to be a work in progress, but that's the idea. And each episode will feature a piece of writing that's relevant to Mormon feminist history. It could be an old article from the original Woman's Exponent. It could be something published on a blog. It could be, you know, an essay that I find in a book that was published in the 70s, whatever. It'll kind of range. And I don't have any intention of making sure that it's all done in chronological order. I will definitely be marking each episode with the year of the piece that is being highlighted, and also the, you know, the author's name, But beyond that, it's just going to be what it is. It's going to be whatever feels right to share for that episode. With each of the pieces that I'll share, there will be very little commentary. I'll try to give just enough context for, you know, who the author is, the time period that he or she is writing from, you know, and maybe like a little bit of background on some of the information that is shared in the piece, so that it won't be, so that if you don't already understand the context, you'll at least like have a little bit of a leg up that way. But I'm not intending to give my commentary on these pieces because I just, that's not my goal with the show. My goal is just to make the resources available. But that said, I am hoping and anticipating that there will be bonus episodes along the way where maybe I sit down with somebody, maybe somebody who's written a piece that we've highlighted on the show, or somebody who has a particular area of expertise on a certain subject in Mormon feminism, and we can talk about stuff, you know, and those will be bonus episodes. Those will be longer. Those will be a little more, you know, varied, but I'm not sure exactly how often those will come up. Like I said, I'm just kind of going with it and seeing what develops. But yeah, that's the idea. Regular short episodes that each feature one piece of writing. I'll just read it aloud. This is the voice you'll be hearing, Utah accent and possible lisp and all. And I'll read it and offer it to you for your thoughts. And then as we go along, there will probably be some opportunities for different episodes that do get a little more into analysis and commentary. But that's everything. That's all I've got for you. I hope that it has made some sense. I literally am just following a little outline that I made for myself on the back of a handout that I got from the doctor when I went to get tested for strep throat a few months ago. So like this is not something that is going to be polished. This is my voice speaking into my phone with an app that I just found today, and I'm hopeful and I'm excited that this will like be a good exercise, but it's definitely going to be something I figure out as I go, and I appreciate your patience and your support as I do that. If you have any questions, I'll be sure to put some way to contact me through, you know, the show notes and things like that. You can also find me on Facebook. My name is Sarah Catherine Staley Hanks. You can find me on Instagram. My handle is @instaskish. Maybe eventually I'll make some social media platforms that are more specific for the show. But if you have any questions, at least for the time being, that's how you can get in touch with me. Thank you so much for listening this far and for being interested in Mormon feminist history. And I hope that we will have some good things to look forward to together. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.